Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Wa man sanna sunnatahu wa ahtada bihadihi ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan wajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahnu naqussu alayka naba'ahum bilhaq. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim huda. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brothers and sisters, last night I mentioned to you some ayat from Surah Al-Kahf. Now Surah Al-Kahf is a surah which is in the 15th juz and it continues till the 16th juz. There are many virtues of Surah Al-Kahf, but the word Al-Kahf itself means the cave. Like the other word for Al-Kahf is Ghar. Similarly, you know, Al-Kahf means the cave as well. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named this surah Al-Kahf because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of some young men who were disgusted with kufr and shirk that was taking place in their time, and they could not take that kufr and shirk environment anymore. So they left their city and they took shelter in a cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His power made them go to sleep. And when they woke up after more than 300 years. It's so strange that Allah mentioned this story in Quran, that they woke up after 300 years. And when they woke up, they did not realize that they have slept for 300 years. They thought that they have slept for a few hours. And here, brother, if I stop and I remind you that this is exactly what would happen to mu'mineen after their death. That when you will wake up on the day of Hashr, you will feel as if you just went to sleep few hours ago. Because the time that you will spend from the time you will die till the day of Hashr. So this time, let's say, could be a million year long time. So your soul is at so much peace that the soul is not feeling the passing of time. Just like, brothers and sisters, someday you are very tired, very, very, very tired, and you go to sleep, you are so tired that the moment you hit the bed, you went to sleep. And since you are very tired, so at the time of Fajr, when your alarm, you know, went up, you thought that, you know, you just slept like a few minutes ago. But when you'll see the time on the clock, then you would realize that no, you have slept for 8 hours. But you will not feel it because you are very tired. In the same way, when a mu'min dies, since that person had spent so much effort in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like you are doing in these nights of Ramadan, so you will go to sleep. Like one hadith sheikh says that after Munkar and Nakir will come in the grave, and the mu'min will give the answers correctly, the angel will tell this person, this mu'min, that now you can go to sleep. And he will sleep such sweet sleep that on the day of Hashr, when he will get up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he will feel ka'allam, that, you know, this person has slept for few hours only. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kuffar and the fujjar and the sinful people, you know, their case will be completely different. They will, one of the azab upon them would be that Allah will make their soul feel and experience that the passing of time. You know? So when you will get up on the day of Hajj, you will feel that you slept only for a few hours. In the same way, these young people in Kahf, they slept for 300 years, but they did not feel it. When they woke up, you know, they felt hungry. So they asked their member to go down the hill, down the cave to the city and get some food. And here, brother, if you look at the ayah of Quran, they said that azka ta'aman, go and get the most clean food. Azka means the most clean food. They did not say that go and get the most tasty food. But they said no, go and get the most clean food. Now that community of theirs was practicing shirk. So when they will do zabah, right, they will not take the name of Allah. Even if they would take the name of Allah, they were mushrik, it will not count. So these young mu'mineen who slept for 300 years, they didn't realize that the world outside had changed. Now those people who are doing shirk, they had died. Another king had taken over the kingdom. He's a mu'min and the people are, most of them are believers now. So they didn't know that. So they sent one of the member. They said, go and get the most clean food. So my dear brothers and sisters, a mu'min always first looks for halal food. And halal is clean, haram is filthy and dirty. Even if you feel that the haram food is more tasty, but don't go for taste if it is haram. Go for that food which is azka ta'aman, which is the most clean. Meaning go for halal food. And my dear brothers and sisters, halal food is tasty. And haram food is dirty and filthy. My dear brothers and sisters, remember in Surah Baqarah, I did not got chance to talk about this ayah, but let me quickly mention this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran mentioned that before you do any good deed, whether salah, zakat, hasa, whatever, the most important thing is that first look what you are eating. Make sure that your food is halal. Then think about praying salah and zakat. If the case is that you are eating haram, then none of your acts of ibadat is going to be accepted. So I will quote these two ayahs quickly. Allah said, Ya ayyuhar rusul. Now, brother, this is a very, very strong ayah, only if you can understand. Allah is not addressing you and me in this, but Allah is addressing His rasools, His prophets. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhar rusul, O my prophets, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillah in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. That, O my prophets, if you truly worship me, right, then make sure that you are eating nothing but halal. And then Allah said that after eating halal, then do my shukr and I will accept it. So here Allah is not talking to you, me, but Allah is talking to the most elite group of people, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then in the other ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O those people who believe, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. O those people who believe, make sure that whenever you eat halal. And Allah said, wala tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan. Do not follow on the footsteps of shaitan. He's your open enemy. Meaning if somebody or your own nafs takes you to haram food, that is shaitan. So when Ashabul Kahf, you know, they sent this man, when he went into the city, he saw the whole world was different. People were wearing different clothes. There were different set of people. So this young man was confused. He said, what happened to the city? He was thinking, we slept for a few hours. And you know, the world has changed. Ek sher sun liya tha Urdu wale yaad aa gaya. A poet put this in Urdu like this, that sad sala, sad matlab 100 years. Sad sala daure charkh tha sagar ka ek jam. Sad sala daure charkh tha sagar ka ek jam. Main kade se jo main nikla to duniya badal gayi. Meaning he said that in what he's trying to say is that in 100 years everything changes. the way people dress, the way they used to build their houses. He said in 100 years, everything, sat sala dalita, in 100 years, everything changes. You know, the fashion changes, you know, everything changes. Sometimes the currency changes. So, when this man went, and he went to the shop to buy food, you know, the clothes that he was wearing, the shopkeeper stared at him and said, he did not say anything, but he stared at him. But then when he bought some food, he gave money. Now that money was used 300 years ago. Now a different king was ruling, a different currency was in practice. So this person said that, where did you get these coins? He said, what do you mean? These are the coins that I have, it's my coin. No, but where did you get it from? He said, well, it's my coin, what are you talking about? Then this shopkeeper realized that something is wrong. He went and called some people. A crowd gathered. And everybody was wearing different clothes, different set of clothes, you know. Then when they realized that this person is talking about a time that, you know, that, you know, was there 300 years ago. So then these people said, these people made this person realize that, you know, he has been sleeping in the cave for 300 years. Now, since it was something very unusual, so the whole crowd went with this person to his cave. And there his friends were still there waiting for the food to come. So when these people went there, these people came out of the cave, and then they realized what had happened. And then, you know, these young people said to those people that, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to do this. Allah saved us from kufr and shirk that was common at that time. Now, alhamdulillah, you know, tawheed is common now. So now what we are going to do is that we are going to spend the rest of our lives in this cave. We are not going to go in the city. You can leave us. We are going to spend the... So these young men spent the rest of their lives there, and their graves were made there as well. One after another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story in Surah Al-Kahf for us to understand two things, maybe more, but ulamas have read two. One thing is what I mentioned to you, that 300 years people slept, and then when they woke up, they felt that they have slept only for a few hours. In the same way, if you are a mu'min, when you will die, your soul would be completely at peace. On that day of Hashr, manufiqa fi sur, when sur would be blown and you will come out of your grave, you will think that you have slept only for a few hours. Why? Because you are a mu'min. Allah will not torture your soul. Allah will make it feel at comfort. So that is one. Second thing, my dear brothers, is that people who do not give in to kufr and shirk and sins, like these young people did, they never gave up. They fought against it. And when they felt that, you know, we are only handful of people who are believing in Tawheed, and there are millions of people who are doing shirk, we cannot fight with them. So they left that environment. So this shows to us that if your iman is in danger, your iman is in danger, that you feel that if I live in this environment, I would eventually leave my iman. You know, it will not be possible for me to keep on fighting this environment. So it is better to leave that environment and go to a place where you can practice your religion easily. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in another place in Quran, in the fifth juz. But I will not go into that detail. You can check inshallah the fifth juz. This is the message from Surah Al-Kahf. Now, in Surah Al-Kahf, one more ayah briefly that I would like to touch upon is that the second last ayah of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His greatness. And my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in such a beautiful and unique way. Allah said, Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform these people. Law kanal bahru midadan li kalimati rabbi lanafidal bahru qabla antanfada kalimatu rabbi walau ji'na bimithlihi madada. The meaning of this ayah is Allah is saying, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell people that the sea that you see, if the water of that sea will turn into ink and people will start using that water, which is ink, to write about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that people will never be able to write the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this ocean full of ink will finish, and Allah said you can add one more ocean to it. Still the talk of Allah's greatness will not finish. This is how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. This is why my brother and sisters, the more we do hamd and thana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is good for us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Akbar. You know, the best thing, brother, is to say Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Whatever we think, Allah is bigger than that. So this is Surah Kahf. Now moving on, Surah Maryam. Now in Surah Maryam, the story of Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then Ibrahim, then Musa, then Harun, then Idris alayhi salatu wasalam have been mentioned. Again, this session is always very short, so I cannot go into the details. You can check the book of Ahadith on that. But I was thinking which ayah to pick to talk to you about in Surah Maryam. So I thought, brother, this ayah is an ayah that I would like to talk to you about. And that is very short ayah. But look at the meaning, subhanallah. Allah said, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَغْضِيًّا. What does this ayah refers to? Anybody, brothers?
Sirat.
Eh? MashaAllah. Sirat. You know that bridge? And I want you to, brothers, picture this in your brain. Here's the bridge, right? Beneath the bridge is what? Hellfire. There's a bridge. Beneath the bridge is not water flowing. It is literally hellfire burning. And the bridge is on top of that hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, Surah Maryam, is saying, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ. There is no, not a single person among you. But illa wariduha, but he has to go through that bridge. When Allah is saying, each one of you without any exception has to go over that bridge. Then Allah said, kana ala rabbika hatmam maqdiya. Allah said, this is something that Allah has written, and Allah will make sure that it happens. So my dear brother, sister, you are not exempt. Nobody is exempt. Allah saying, illa wariduha. Everybody has to go through that experience of walking over the bridge. And brother, this moment that is going to come to each one of us, it is going to be such a nervous time, because a person who is sinful or a munafiq or a hypocrite or a kafir or a mushrik, he is walking over that bridge. And the bridge will open in a split second, and boom, he will go down. You see? And once he's gone, he's gone. But yes, inshallah, there will be mu'mineen that Rasulullah said that they will cross this long bridge so swiftly. And Rasulullah gave the example of lightning. Just we say lightning. It occurs in a second, same way. In a second, this person started. The moment he took his first step on that bridge, in the next second, he is standing on the other side of the bridge. May Allah make us among them, inshallah. But brothers, for that, we need to do some
work.
Mujahida. The problem with you and me is that we want Jannah in this world and we want Jannah there as well. It doesn't happen, brother. This is Darul Amal. You know? This is not a place to enjoy. This is a place for amal. Yeah, enjoyment comes, alhamdulillah, it will come. But don't run after entertainment and enjoyment. Don't make your life as if you are living only for entertainment and enjoyment. Especially our young generation. All the time, 24/7, entertainment and enjoy. And then at the end of the day, these kids say, I'm bored. So we should not make our life such. This, brother, this place, this world is for amal. Tomorrow, inshallah, is jaza, after death. So this is a very, very important ayah of Surah Maryam. Right? Okay, one more thing, brother, about Surah Salat. When you will be crossing that, or when you will be walking on that bridge, some of us will be crawling. This will show the weakness in that person's iman, that he cannot walk, he is crawling. Imagine this long, Allah knows best how long is that bridge, but when a person is crawling, it will take him, I do not know how many days to cross that bridge. And this fear, that any moment this bridge could open, and I will go inside Jahannam. This will be such a frightening feeling for that person. Some people will cross that bridge in a okay speed, walking. But the thing, brother, my dear brother and sister, when you will go through that bridge, you will go there alone. I cannot take you there, hey, chalo, you know, I'm coming, can you come with me? Or you cannot say, Hafiz, let's go together. No. The reason why I'm saying, brother, is that everybody will go alone. Your mom, your dad, your wife, your kids, nobody can go with you. So your dad will go when his turn will come. Your mom maybe had already went. Your wife, when your turn will come, you'll go alone. Nobody will be able to help you. Nobody. Everybody has to go alone. But my dear brothers and sisters, there will be one person who will be helping you. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah said that I will be standing at the starting point of the bridge. And when a certain person will be called, that okay, now your turn, go. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be saying, Allahumma sallim sallim, Allahumma sallim sallim, Allahumma sallim sallim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help this person cross this bridge peacefully. So Rasulullah sallam will try to say Allahumma sallim sallim for each and every ummati. So my dear brothers and sisters, at a time when your own blood relations and blood relatives are not going to be helpful, Rasulullah sallam will be still standing there making dua for you so that you can cross that bridge peacefully. That is why, my dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah said that la yu'minu ahadukum, no person can be a true mu'min until he loves me, meaning Rasulullah sallam, until he loves me more than he loves his own parents, his own children. So we need to love Rasulullah sallam more than we love anybody after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you love Rasulullah sallam, you love him because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about it, brothers. Nobody is going to be of any help after your death except Rasulullah sallam. Furthermore, Rasulullah said that shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'ir sallallahu sallam. Then I will do shafa'at for those people who had done major sins. You know, like you miss a salah, major sin. You know, you deliberately missed a salah. That's a major sin. Rasulullah said, "Man taraka salatan mutaammidan faqad kafara." A person who in his lifetime missed a single salah, not 100, no, a single salah, and that also deliberately, knowingly. He said, "No, I don't want to pray." So faqad kafara, he has done an act of kufr. He has done an act of kufr. This is a major sin. But our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Hashr, I will try to do shafa'at for this person as well. So my dear brothers and sisters, you know, in these nights of Ramadan, we should make tawbah from these major sins. Major sins. So again, this ayah, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, very important ayah of Surah Maryam, that everybody has to go through this experience of crossing the sirat, the bridge. And again, brother, I will say, Allah said, "Kana ala rabbika hatman maghdiya."
Those people who are Arab and they know Arabic language, they will enjoy this more. Allah said, "Kana ala rabbika hatma." You know, your Rabb has taken this over himself to make sure that everybody, without any exception, everybody goes on this bridge. Maqdiya, it has been written, it cannot be changed. So after Surah Maryam is Surah Taha. Now, the word Taha, just like Yasin, you know, ulama differ. What is it means? Majority of the scholars say Taha and Yasin are two names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, you can name your son Taha or Yasin. Now, since this is the month of Ramadan, so the second ayah of Surah Taha needs our special attention, especially in these nights. Allah said, "Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha tanzila mimman khalaqa al-arda was-samawati al-ula ar-rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa." Allah said, "Taha, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have not revealed Quran to make you tired." I mean, Quran should not make you tired. Why Allah said that? Allah stopped Rasulullah ﷺ from spending nights after nights in reading Quran, so much so that Rasulullah ﷺ legs will become swollen and Rasulullah will still keep on reading Quran. You see, Allah stopped Rasulullah. Then, no, oh Muhammad, enough. Now you take rest. You know? Allah, so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stopping Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, now go, take rest. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Afala akuna abdan shakura," when Allah had forgiven me and Allah had made me ma'asum. So why not I do shukr to Allah by standing the whole night in tahajjud and praying and reading Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read so much Quran that Allah had to stop Rasulullah. You see? So these nights, brother, are the nights where, you know, we should, you know, make ourselves tired reading Quran. Read Quran as much as you can. Imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu was reading so much Quran, then how much you and I should be reading. This is why Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to finish one Quran every night in the month of Ramadan. You know, for some people it's very baffling. How is it possible? It is possible. It is possible even today. All you have to do is dedicate yourself. Like people who are sitting in i'tikaf, mashallah, they are here in the masjid 24/7 for 9 or 10 days. You know, they can do that, you know. But sahaba used to do this. You see? So Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. Then with one quick ayah more from Surah Taha, again a very eye-opening ayah. This is an ayah, my dear brothers and sisters, that tells you, that tells us our reality. And that is the famous ayah, brothers and sisters. Again, brothers, you know, we should open our eyes and look at the reality. Allah is showing us the mirror, brothers. But we want to, you know, we blame the mirror. You know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the mirror. And the mirror here is, Allah said, "Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra." This is the mirror that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing to all of us. Our reality, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah saying, "Minha khalaqnakum," this dust on which we walk, you know, Allah said, "I created you from this dust." Minha khalaqnakum, I created you from this dust. "Wa fiha nu'idukum," and in this dust, I will return you one day. So all the people who are sleeping in their kubur, they are under the piles and piles of dust. And in fact, those janazas that we have buried some years ago, if we were to open their graves, chances are that nothing would be remaining of their body except for some bones maybe. You see? So now they have turned into dust already. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. Allah says, "I'm going to turn you into this dust again." Then Allah said, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And then from the same dust, because that dust is not going anywhere. That dust is in the grave or wherever it is. Allah is saying that I'm going to recreate you from the same dust. Brother, this is the reality of human beings. And as I said, Allah is showing us the mirror. So no matter who you are, no matter how influential or how weak or how powerful, how rich or poor you are, this is our reality. The sooner or later we are going to turn into dust from which we were created in the first place. And from the same dust, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to recreate us. As our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it very beautifully once, Rasul said that there's so much lust in the hearts of people. And they are so lusty that if Allah will give them one valley full of gold, one valley, not 1 gram or 1 ounce or 1 kilo, no. The whole valley is full of gold. Imagine that, you know, for several generations, our children could benefit. But humans are so lusty, Rasulullah said, that this person will not waste time by asking Allah that Allah give me another valley full of gold. And then if Allah would give him the second valley, this process will keep on going. He will keep on asking. Then Rasulullah said, وَلَنْ يَمْلَأْ فَاهُ إِلَّا تُرَابُ. Then nothing is going to satisfy this person's lust except the dust of his grave. When he will go there, only then he will stop. So this ayah, brother, in Surah Taha, minha khalaq. And brother, when you go to bury a janada, remember that you take dust in your palms and throw it once, then twice, then thrice. That is the sunnah. So first time you throw, you say minha khalaqnakum. Second time you throw, you say wafiya nu'idukum. Third time you throw, you say wa minha nukhrijukum taratun ukhra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahu, bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.